Welcome to Yakko Yaks, Season 2, Episode 1. It's back. Welcome to Yakko Yaks. It lives. This is a show that has been on hiatus as I have had no time for any additional projects in the last, I don't know how long it's been since an episode's been out, but I've been incredibly busy and my free time has been better spent trying to sleep or some other stuff. But anyway, I've really wanted to get this thing back. And as today is International Podcast Day 2017, I wanted to make it a point to actually get this thing recorded. And I doubt it'll be edited tonight, but I want to get this out as soon as possible. So thanks everyone for sticking with me. And hopefully this will be a nice surprise in some of your podcatchers. I introduced the show saying it's season 2, episode 1, because I'm going to be trying some new things. And this has always been kind of an experimental podcast, but I'm going to be trying to do some more things like some reviews of some tech things I have. Like this Raspberry Pi in a case that looks surprisingly like a Nintendo Entertainment System. I wonder what that's for. So I'm going to be talking about that. I want to do some reviews of some tech things I got, like I got the new iPad Pro 10.5-inch. I got some Beats X headphones, actually, with the iPad Pro. It was part of a promotion. I'm going to review things like that. I'm not going to promise that this is going to be a weekly thing at this point. I want it to be more regular, but we're going to ease into it. But these are some of the things I've been thinking about doing. I want to talk about some comic stuff, of course, like the DC Metal crossover that's going on right now, the Doomsday Clock series that's going to be starting up in the next couple months, and just basically all the DC Rebirth stuff that I've just been devouring. So, yeah, that's kind of what's on my mind right now. With that, I think I wanted to talk today about a particular thing related to DC, but it's more on the movie side, where there was a big story on Vulture.com over the last day or so about DC's changing plans for their movie universe. And it looks like they sat down during SDCC with some of the big guns at DC, particularly Geoff Johns, who's the chief creative officer. And he's also one of the co-heads of the film division. So this article goes into basically the entire history of the DC film stuff, actually starting with the Nolan Batman movies. It talked about how during the development of things like Man of Steel, where Nolan was originally attached to that film, and then obviously Zack Snyder was ultimately the one that got the director role. But the guys from the comic side were not being listened to at all. I mean, Geoff Johns, who he wasn't in this particular role he's in now, then, but he was still, I think, one of the head guys on the comic side, and they weren't listening to their input. And, you know, he was like, the Superman movie needs to have some more lightheartedness, humor. You know, this isn't really the character. And they didn't listen to any of the comic guys until Batman v Superman flopped critically. Then they were able to exert some more influence on the Wonder Woman film, which was absolutely fantastic. And you can see how, yeah, it's related to the DC universe started with Man of Steel, but it was a movie that basically stood on its own. And they're saying that's kind of what they're doing with the future movies. They're going to make the movies more standalone, which I think is a good idea. My biggest problem with all these DC movies from the beginning is they were trying to copy Marvel and they were trying to catch up to Marvel where Marvel was now, with like basically jumping right to the Avengers without doing any of the foundation that Marvel laid. And there was none of, they didn't pay any of their dues, where Marvel with the first Iron Man movie, sure, they planted seeds and, you know, Easter eggs and things that they could play off later, but they didn't know that Iron Man was going to be the big hit that it was. I'm sure they had hopes, but they had no idea that it was going to become what it became. You know, each successive movie, Captain America First Avenger, which I watched again last night, and that is probably my favorite Marvel movies. Just the Avengers was fun. The Iron Man movies were fun. Spider-Man Homecoming was great. But I think Captain America The First Avenger, just, it has so much heart to it. And it, you know, it didn't tie in directly with the Iron Man stuff, except for this like small little bit. And, you know, once he reached present day, and I can see a lot of what they did with Wonder Woman with that, where Wonder Woman was set in the past. And there was a tiny bit connecting it to the other movies. But then, I mean, if you look at all the different Marvel movies, they, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, standalone, but yeah, I mean, you can see where it references things. So it's in the same universe, but it's not totally dependent on these other movies. Thor, same thing. I mean, you have the S.H.I.E.L.D. guys and, you know, Coulson, and you see all, you know, some of the background things kind of linking it. It's not like the Superman or the DC movies where they went from Man of Steel directly to Batman v Superman. And in Batman v Superman, they introduced, like, you know, Flash, Aquaman, you know, all these other characters, just, you know, they're like, yeah, our next movie, we're going to just immediately go to, you know, from step 2 to 10. And it flopped. I mean, Justice League, I think with the stuff that Joss Whedon is adding in, it's going to be a fun movie. But I don't know if they can recover, except for the Wonder Woman stuff. I don't think they can really recover. I mean, I think Cavill looks the part of Superman, but the creators have botched his characterization so much. It's like, it's beyond redemption, except for what they're going to do with Flash. And I think that's what's coming is, you know, they've said the Flash movie is going to be called Flashpoint. Well, this is their big reset button. And I think Wonder Woman is going to be largely unaffected, since Flashpoint, the comic story, Barry goes back in time, saves his mother. So it all happens within his lifetime. So within 25, 30 years, I mean, depending on how old they want Flash to be, Wonder Woman's, her movie took place in World War I for the most part. So I think that would be largely unaffected by Flashpoint in terms of her characters already set up on this path. So yeah, Flashpoint could ultimately negate the Batman Superman stuff from the first two movies. But I think if they start off with a clean slate, with even with the same actors in the roles, because, you know, I thought that Affleck was a good Batman in looks, that he was a good Bruce Wayne. It was just the my biggest issues were always with the plot, with the directing. All these actors looked the part great. So even if they keep all the actors and it's just, they hit the big reset button with Flashpoint, then everything after that is, you know, setting things right. And what if they actually, the whole twist of Flashpoint was these first movies were set in the Flashpoint universe, or set in the alternate universe where Barry had screwed up, and the whole twist of Flashpoint is he's going back and he's letting his mother die and, or whatever, setting things right. And then we get the Superman we're expecting to see with, you know, he smiles, and Batman who doesn't use guns. And I'm more hopeful for the post Flash stuff than Justice League, even though I'm sure Justice League is going to be a lot better than Batman v Superman. The big thing on my mind right now is just these DC movies. And I'm hopeful now that all this stuff is coming out, that they're on the right track. They're understanding that the comic guys actually do know these characters, considering it's their bread and butter. Rebirth has been a huge success for DC. The DC TV stuff, which Geoff Johns has also had his hand in helping, you know, with the Berlanti stuff, that has been, you know, by and large, a huge success. So, this, just the films were the one areas where they weren't listening to the comic guys, and now I think they are. So let's hope let's hope that this big ship of DC Entertainment is finally beginning to turn in a more positive direction. So that's basically all I wanted to cover in this return of Yakko Yaks. So what do you think? Where do you think DC is headed? What do you think of these changes with the cinematic universe? So let me know. I mean, leave a comment on this episode or contact me on Twitter at yakko.org. That's YAKK0DOTORG. I'd really appreciate hearing your feedback. And also, is there anything in the areas that I discussed at the top of the show that I'm interested in covering, whether it be tech stuff, comics, TVs? I'm still going to be talking about the various things like Star Wars Rebels is coming back. The DC shows are coming back with, they've announced their crossover this year is going to be Crisis on Earth X, which I think is going to be amazing. I love that they're getting into the greater multiverse stuff. And so, yeah, so just let me know what your thoughts are. And I'm glad to be back, and I hope to hear from you. And yeah, so thanks. And just please let people know about the show, subscribe, like, and leave feedback if you're watching this on YouTube. And I will talk to you next time.